The Beach, Alex Garland. Gradually, I crouched down and eased my head around a branch to get a better view. The first thing I registered were his markings. A black-blue dragon tattoo crawling up a densely muscled back, with a claw on one shoulder blade and flames on the other. Then I saw that he was the same guard I'd seen with Etienne and Francois, the guy with the kickboxer build. Recognizing him, I had to concentrate hard to control my breathing. At first, it was from an adrenaline rush and a throwback to the fear I'd had on the plateau. But then it became awe. The man was facing away from me at a three-quarter angle, with one arm resting on his rifle and the other on his hips. Across his tattoo, running from his neck to the left side of his ribcage, was a deep, pale scar. Another scar cut a white line across the cropped hair on his head. A crumpled packet of Krong Thip was tied to his upper arm with a filthy blue bandana. He held his AK as casually as a snake charmer holding a cobra. He was perfect. I knew he'd probably be gone in a minute or less, and my mind was frantic, trying to record each aspect of his form. It was all I could do to stop myself crawling nearer. If only I could have frozen him, I'd have circled him like a statue in a museum. Taking my time, noting his posture and listing the items he carried, studying his eyes to read what was happening behind them.